This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. So far during the dry down and early harvest season, the weather has been cooperative for farmers.
And actually, that's the way producers like it.
That is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. We will hear more about the early harvest season weather from Rippey next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wyffels Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wyffels Hybrids.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the weather has been mild across large stretches of the country where row crops are grown.
It's been wonderful weather for long stretches of time across the plains, the Midwest, and other regions of the country. And that is allowing, again, crops to dry down and early harvest activities to proceed at or ahead of schedule in most cases.
65% of corn is rated good to excellent this week. Beans are at 64% good to excellent. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX.
Keeping an eye on corn stalk condition following black layer is going to be essential this fall, according to Lee Koenigsfeld, outstanding Northeast Iowa agronomist with our friends at BEX Hybrids, who says the wet conditions earlier in the growing season may be leading to some stalk deterioration now.
You can kind of do your scout at 55 miles an hour to check for that anthracnose top diebat, but you also have to get out in the fields too, because you might have some spots where you've got some crown rot in. You need to do the push test, the pinch test, all that good stuff walking through cornfields to determine how much stalk integrity you've got left down there at the bottom. So, you know, I like to randomly select 10 plants kind of throughout the field, give them a good push. If they pop, that's obviously a bad sign. And then we'll also do some pinch testing as well too. If we think they feel weak when we push it, then I'll go down and start doing some pinching and see what it looks like down there as well.
He adds maintaining that stalk integrity is key in preserving the bigger yields we're expecting. You can find out more, of course, at BEXHybrids.com.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.